Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome to episode 34, Friends Ooh. With a Twist. I'm one of your hosts, Madison, joined by my very lovely co-host,
Kenzie.
We are here. We are ready to go. We're liquored up.
Yes.
We're here for
a party.
Pleasure and enjoyment. Thank you to those of you who have reached out on the buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast. That is one way, in case you don't know, that you can support the podcast. You can buy us a coffee or buy us a fireball. And any of the proceeds that you do donate towards us goes towards producing this podcast. And there's been several really good messages, but there's one message that Kenzie's going to share from a listener who donated, and it's so sweet.
Absolutely, Madison. So this one, I think, is one of my favorites. It says, "Thank you so much for your podcast. We are 11 months into this lifestyle adventure, and our success is really because of you and others that put content out there for us to learn from. Thank you."
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
That's what we're trying to do. Just share what we know and hope somebody can learn from it.
That really is the point of this. I mean, and to have fun.
Right.
But like, and this like, isn't a chore.
To meet some people. Right. Yeah.
Make new friends, have fun, inspire people, motivate people. We love it.
All right. So maybe we have a couple reasons for doing it, but that's one of them.
But thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. Very quick outline of what's going to happen for this episode, just so you know what you're listening to. This episode's Chick Chat will recap some of our recent holiday parties. Ooh. Our Life in the Lifestyle segment will focus on what happens when the condoms come off.
Ooh. Ooh.
Reconnection, aftercare, making your exit, all the good stuff. Kenzie then will share a sexy solo play / male, female, male story. That's literally all I know, so I can't wait to hear. So stay tuned for that going deep segment. And lastly, we will wrap up with a surprise question from Gary.
Which is not in origami format tonight, just so everybody knows. It's in a nice little envelope. All right. So with that, we are going to take our freshly poured fireball shot, nice and chilled and ready to go. Cheers.
Jesus Christ. I only got half done. Hold on.
Whew, it's nice. Ugh. It hits different than those other two that we did tonight already.
Three. But anyway.
Okay. Math is hard.
It's Fireball Friday and we are ready to go.
Oh, shit, it is. Fuck yep. Yeah. Oh, of course. Well, then we need a few extra. Yeah.
Yes. We're recording this episode on a Friday night. So we have dubbed this Fireball Fridays with the FWAT crew.
It is. So.
I just made that up.
I'm in all the way.
So, per usual, we're going to start this episode with our Chick Chat, which is where we talk about new fun things that we're involved with or things we've recently experienced, maybe some advice. I don't know, just new stuff in the lifestyle for us. Would you like to start, Kenzie?
Well, all right, Madison. One thing that I have to share is that, as referenced already, Gary and I hosted a like winter party. I would say that fun was had by all, maybe a couple brief missteps. There was, I think, a migraine perhaps like a one too many fireball shots.
Yeah, I don't know if the vomit happened, but there was toilet hugging by
there
some.
There was just a, not a great moment there.
Not me, not you.
No, not us. I know. Woohoo! But all in all, I think everyone had a fun time, even despite like those couple missteps. So this group that we brought together are people that we have partied with before. They are all couples active in the lifestyle. But odd as it might sound, Gary and my parties don't always end in some wild orgy.
But I feel like your parties usually try to have some sort of play. Like the games we play. Like, yeah. I feel like it kind of gets sexual,
like,
on
provide
purpose.
The option. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year's episode, the games we had people play, like, did not require nakedness or anything too inappropriate.
That's true.
But just to, like, a quick run through in no particular order, we played a Santa's sack game where there were some random items in a stocking and couples had to, like, feel up the sack and try to identify the items inside the stocking.
That was fun.
We did like a jingle bell toss where one partner had to hold the stocking and the other partner was tossing jingle bells in. So almost like beer pong-ish, but like one target, a stocking, not a bunch of cups. And the partner holding the stocking could sort of like suggestively thrust their hips if they needed to accommodate the arc of the jingle ball being thrown.
Like, the stocking
thrown.
Was always held at the groin area, or like at some point you could turn around for bonus points, so the stocking was over the butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was good. We did like a gift wrap, like a speed gift wrap, where you had to have one arm around your partner so you could only use one hand, and like who could wrap a gift kind of the quickest was sort of the idea.
And the neatest.
Yes. There was a little dispute at the end of that one, but we'll let that go. And then maybe the most challenging was a nut stacker game.
Yeah, fuck that game.
Where you had to hold a candy cane in your mouth and use like the straight edge of the candy cane.
The shaft.
To loop it into like a metal nut.
Bolt. Nut. Yeah.
All right,
fine.
The nut.
A nut. I think. Cut all that out. Jesus.
The bolt is what you put a nut onto?
Off.
Maybe. So there's like this line of nuts in front of your face, and you're using this candy cane to thread it through a nut and try to stack one nut on top of each other. And whoever had the most nuts was kind of the winner, is the short version of the story. But if you're interested in this madness, and you're so inclined to donate to the podcast, our Buy Me a Coffee patrons will have access to a list or like an explanation, I guess, of these games, kind of how we handled them. And obviously this was all holiday themed because of the time of year, but I think you could pretty easily adapt this stuff to just be like, stack some nuts or like throw this ball into this hoop or, you know what I mean? Like,
fill this bag up.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a stocking or like a jingle ball or whatever. So if you're so inclined, you can get more info at buymeacoffee.com. And keep in mind that the idea with these games were just sort of fun, silly sort of things. They weren't intended to like get people fucking sucking cocks or anything. Like,
they were suggestive. Like, they hinted at it.
Like, they were like fun, but not blatant kind of idea. So again, I think there's room to like tweak some of this.
You did a cool thing. Well, it was probably Gary's idea, but you had to pick a new partner each time. Sorry, not because it was a cool idea, but because it's typical Gary.
Only Gary has cool ideas.
He, like, each round made us pick a new partner, and you couldn't have the same partner, and it couldn't be the person you came with. And, like, it was a way to mingle with
just
people.
Just to mix it up a little bit.
Kind of annoying, but I get it.
Right. But, again, we did that because, like, nobody was asked to get naked or there wasn't like, anything overly aggressive, I guess, happening.
No, I appreciated that.
Like if you're gonna go that route, that's cool, but then maybe don't force people to switch partners. So just
agree.
Gotta walk that line a little bit. So anyway, so we had a fun holiday party. There was maybe some other story to come from that, but we're not gonna get into that right now. But there was some fun girl on girl action. So
yeah,
I'll just leave it there for you to ponder. And then the other kind of couple big things, we all, the FWAT gang, went to PGC, Pleasure Garden Club, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for their New Year's Eve bash, which was a really fun time. The FWAT gang specifically, we all met up for dinner beforehand, had some drinks, got ready. You may have seen some fun photos already from that evening, probably more to come. It was a busy night. We were working, we were getting photos, we were getting
drinks and dinner, and
it was nonstop.
Yeah,
nonstop.
We were just a ball of energy. But PGC was really fun that night. There was a good crowd. It was honestly kind of like nice to see everyone like dressed up, because I think the party theme was specifically
semi formal to formal.
So
until midnight,
right? And then it was whatever the fuck. Yep. Yeah. So I mean, like, kind of fun, you know? Like, a lot of the women were in very fun but sexy, like, mm-hmm. dresses, lots of sparkle and glitter, like, kind of, you know, like, festive sort of stuff. So that was cool. All of the guys were looking really, you know, on point.
Sharp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was good. It was fun. I thought that kind of worked well, and you know, just something a little different.
I appreciated that. There were a few people that still, like, showed up in females, like, not wearing very much. And I was kind of like, what the fuck? Like, it was semi-formal to formal night, bitches. This is after midnight wear. But whatever. We were looking classy. It was kind of dead for the first hour or two that we were there. We got there maybe 8:30-ish. Yeah. All right. We were early.
I guess.
I feel like 11 to midnight, it got fucking packed.
Yeah.
And come midnight, like, I was scrambling to get the champagne glasses, like, elbow to elbow with people. Yeah. And, like, on the dance floor, it was a blast. But at that point, like, it was packed.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I do. And I don't, and, like, I don't know if this says how fucking old I am, but, like, why can you not get there roughly at the start time? So I might have half a chance of actually communicating with you versus when you show up at midnight and, like, the music's pumping, which is great in its own respect. But by then, having a conversation with another couple becomes quite difficult.
Yeah.
And whatever. You know, people are looking for different things at these events, and I can understand that. But I don't know. I feel like we tend to get there earlier rather than later as a general rule, like, not just New Year's Eve. And it does kind of seem to follow that flow, that if you are there a little earlier, it is a little easier to actually converse with people.
100%.
Versus for the folks that show up at, like, midnight, like, I'm already fucking incoherent and, like, in my flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, who wants to fucking talk to me then? Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that. But I appreciated that we were there early. We got to talk to friends, made some new friends, had some shots, had time to chill and dance a little bit. I don't know if it was after midnight. I think it was. At some point, we convinced you to get up on the one stripper pole. So you put on a little show.
Yeah.
Gary and I were front row. Barry was there, but Barry was, like, in the back, like, casually watching.
Oh,
like,
I hate to even
like
think.
A cool dude in the back staring you down.
I mean,
it was kind of hot.
Cool, so.
But you were fucking sexy. Ew. You were doing these things in the air. And then the whole time you would, like, make eye contact with Gary. I was like, oh, my God, I don't think I should be here for this.
Oh, shit.
I was impressed.
Wow. All right. In my head, it did not go that well. So, no. So, at this point, like, I've taken just a handful of, like, pole fitness, pole dancing classes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I do, like, I have a whole new appreciation. Like, I always understood, like, oh, yeah, I bet that's difficult. But, like, I have, like, a whole new level of appreciation. And I do not have any sort of, like, finesse to, like, flow shit together.
It was very step by step, but the steps that you did were very good.
Well, all right. So that's a good start anyway. I'll take it. But thank you. Thank you for that. So more to come. Hopefully I improve. I asked for a stripper pole for Christmas and Santa did not deliver.
Santa?
But I have a birthday coming up. So who knows what'll happen.
In like a fucking week from now. Amazon that Prime it, Gary.
But thank you. Thank you for the compliment. But yeah, I mean, overall, fun night. And you probably have your own highlights to share, so I'll just shut up about that. The last thing that I'll add here for Gary and I is just to say that we have booked Desire RM for April 2023.
RM so, this time.
RM. We are going to go back to Riviera Maya, kind of on my, not insistence, but we were at Pearl last year, had a wonderful time as always, but I just feel like it's time to kind of mix it up again and go back to RM. It's been a few years since we were there, so I just want to sort of give it another whirl and check that property out. So we'll be there in April. We're flying out on Good Friday, and we'll be there for 5 nights. So if you happen to be there at the same time, let us know.
So to go off of that whole fabulous PGC New Year's Eve story you shared, I just wanted to give a shout out to our Finger Lakes friends, Ross and Rachel.
Yes!
who provided us, who gifted us with the fireball that we used on New Year's Eve.
We and showed it shared. A good time.
Yeah, we fucking did.
Gave it a good home.
We finished that bottle that night. So thank you guys. Oops. And it wasn't that hard to finish because we're fucking animals. But it was a blast. It was needed. Thank you guys so much for that amazing gift. Yeah, so I think you pretty much covered PGC. That was one of our highlights. Barry and I had a lovely holiday. Thank you for asking.
Just kidding. Wow.
No, because that's next on my notes. All so right. We did a fun little gift exchange. Per usual, it's Christmas. You give each other gifts.
Yeah.
But this year, Barry gifted me with quite a few new butt plugs.
Yeah.
So I think I shared that on the socials, a little video. But yep, I've used only one so far, I'm sad to say. But they're so cute. Like, we took a, it's like a beautiful photo of my ass with this rose in the middle, but like, it's super graphic. It's not Instagram appropriate, but like, I feel so pretty. I feel like a flower, and it's, it feels great. So thank you for those butt plugs, Barry. You know how to win me over. Mm. We've had some fun.
I mean, the night is young. You can still use the others.
There's one in me right now. Just kidding. Just kidding. And then I gave Barry, him and I, we did a boudoir shoot. Oh, gosh, maybe a year ago at this point. But anyway, I made a calendar out of that because, well, number one, I wanted to enjoy the photos. But number two, Barry, unfortunately, is going to be traveling a whole freaking hell of a lot back and forth for work over the next couple months. He'll be traveling south quite a bit. So I wanted him to just have this calendar to think of me. He's not at home. So I thought that would be fun. Yeah. But we're hoping actually with his travels that maybe we can hit up a few new, or maybe at least one new lifestyle club or party or something.
Sure.
When he's down there, maybe in like Virginia or Maryland or something like that, we might try to hit up. So we'll keep you posted if we do. That's going to be interesting. So we might not have a lot of play session stuff over the next couple months, but Madison will hold her own at home and figure it out.
I bet we have a lot of listeners that would love to hear about you masturbating. So it doesn't always have to be like some extravagant,
I guess that could be thing. A story. Yep.
People, friends listening, if right. that's what you would like to hear.
All right, calm down.
Comment somewhere.
Fine, I'll do it. But also, something that we are all looking forward to this coming year is Pod Bash 2023 in September, very, very end of September. It's going to be in Vegas this year. We will be sharing some details about that in the show notes, a link of how to purchase rooms in the show notes. We'll have a post on social media this week. I know rooms are probably kind of limited. It's a hotel takeover, kind of the same thing as we've done the past 2 years at Secrets in Florida. But this year it will be in Vegas. So, you know, it's going to be a fucking party. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at this beautiful new hotel. I think that's been recently redone. We'll be having the daily normal pool parties, clubs at night, transportation to the clubs that are off site. I think it's going to be amazing.
I think
I kind of don't know what to expect, but I do know what to expect. I'm just fucking excited.
Yes. So. But if you are even considering, I feel like you kind of need to get on this because, again, there are just a finite number of rooms to offer. So if you have questions or concerns, check out the show notes. We'll link to the appropriate info. Mm-hmm. You know, reach out. We'll do the best we can to answer your questions, but act fast.
Well, we'll share the link, like we said, but it's basically going through the Front Porch Swingers website. Yeah. You have to book that way. You have to make an account. But there is an affiliate link that you can specifically kind of book through us. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to party with you. If you can make it out to Vegas in the fall, we will be there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, refill our glasses, and you're going to hear a little bit from one of our sponsors.
Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside.
Hey friends, we are back for the Life and the Lifestyle segment, and we are going to tackle sort of a broad question at first glance. What happens when the condoms come off?
Ooh.
Mm.
And we mean purposely at the end of play.
Right. This is not any sort of sneaky shit. So we want to talk a little bit about, you know, you've followed all of our sage advice up to this point. Mm-hmm. You've met wonderful people. You've had some amazing sexual chemistry.
Yeah.
You bang to your heart's content. There was orgasm upon orgasm. And now you're satisfied and spent.
But first question, how do you know when everyone is done, when everyone is fully satisfied?
It's a good question. So I think, you know, physiologically speaking, it's probably easier
for guys
to know when a guy has finished versus a woman. So I think that in any play session, it's important to just ask the question, see if everyone's done, if everyone's okay. Do you want more? Do you need more? Do you want me to try this? Would you like it if I did this?
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever, however you want to use your words about it. I think it's important to just sort of check in.
Yeah.
Because honestly, a lot of times in play situations, even if I personally haven't orgasmed, there comes a point when, like, I am still satisfied. I've had a wonderful time. Everything has felt amazing. Maybe I didn't, like, make it to that freaking magical point or something. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But I'm still, like, satisfied for the evening. I don't need anyone to keep, like, banging away at me for the sake of, like,
killing time.
Trying to, you know what? Like, it's I'm good. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's probably not super sexy, like, but you just need to ask and communicate and, like, see if everyone's done, or, like, do you want me to try, like, do you have a toy you would like me to use for a minute? Or, like, again, like, there's a number of ways, I think, to phrase it, but just kind of checking in to see where everybody's at.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just the females we've played with or the friends that we know, but I feel like a lot of the females that we both know are comfortable saying, like, we're good. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm good. Like, there's no more needed. I'm not just saying that. Like, I'm good. It's okay. I'm good. And like you said, I was just going to say, communicate if you aren't sure. Like, don't just keep going to keep going.
Right.
But I also think it's kind of important when you're in a group play session, especially if it's 2-on-2, like two couples playing together. Maybe try to just be cognizant of the other play partners in the room and try to, I know you can't perfectly time finishing or coming at the same time, but if you can try to be cognizant and aware of what's going on in the room, read the room a little bit, and if your partner's kind of finishing and they're just comfortably lounging, touching lightly with each other on the couch, and you and this other person are still banging it away, just be aware and maybe try to, best you can, come to a head with things.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, communicate with your partner. And like we said, guys, I feel like you just have it easy in this sense. Like, it's easy to tell when you're finished.
Yeah,
and yes, guys can go multiple times, but it's harder to tell for females. We're fickle, finicky little bitches. So
exactly.
But we recognize there's the other side of things where females can go and go and go and go. Along with other males, too.
Bless their hearts.
And it's not that easy to tell with females. Like, we've both, I think, been multi-orgasmic in a play session. Like, it's guys don't know when we're done.
Like, when is enough is enough. Like,
just being confident. I think I usually can be pretty clear about, like, tapping and being, like, taking a deep breath. I'm like, I'm good. Give me a minute. Like, I'm good right now. I'm good. Wow. Thank you. I'm good. Just say that. Just fucking say I'm good if you're good.
Yeah.
Even if you're not and you're just done, just say I'm good.
Sure. That works.
But... so we've gotten to the point that we talked about. We're done. The condoms are off. Mm. Things are done.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I typically don't linger around in the bed or the mat or the couch or the floor or wherever the fuck we are, like naked.
Middle of New York City or whatever.
On the sidewalk in New York City. Yes. I don't lay around naked cuddling with play partners.
No.
If it's not my spouse.
Yeah. I have had an experience or two, I would say, where I... maybe I'm like laying still with my play partner while Gary and the other female are maybe still finishing.
True.
Where we're just kind of just like chilling, really. But I wouldn't call it like cuddling, where we're all like curled up on one another. And again, to each their own, we're not judging here. But I just feel like, at least for Madison and I don't want to totally speak for you, but I don't really think that that's something that we typically have done or do with play partners. Just not our thing. But again, if that works for you and everyone's comfortable with it, obviously go for it.
Yeah. For me personally, I think it's typically just like clean up and go. Like I normally want to put some sort of clothing right back on afterwards. I don't know why. I just feel like I want to. Yeah, like maybe just because I've been so like in a good way, used and abused, that I kind of just want to cover up and just be chill with you for a minute. Yeah. And like be normal, have a drink or have water and just like come down from it all.
Right.
I honestly, thinking back for this episode, the only time I think I might have laid a little bit longer after a play session is with Brian, like from the Front Porch Swingers when we were at the like pod bash events. Right, yeah. And I don't know if that's just because like we had to go back to a party afterwards. So I was just kind of like the come down for a minute. Like we didn't cuddle, but it was like laying still next to each other in the space that we were at.
Just like catch your breath.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like longer than I have maybe with a single male in a play session. I don't think I've ever just laid with a single male with Barry afterwards. Yeah. And I think that's maybe, like I said, just recomposing myself to go back out into the world to mingle with other people, mm-hmm. because normally that's not my jam. Like I want to get clothed up and like just kind of go on my own way. Yeah. I don't know why that is. No, but that's
that makes
me.
Sense. Yeah. And I think too, like I feel the same in terms of like my kind of, I don't know, just like natural reaction mm-hmm. after that play session is, yeah, probably to kind of excuse myself, like use the restroom, clean up.
What do you like have a cleanup process? I know that's weird to ask, no. But like,
yeah, well, that's what we're here for. So yeah, I mean, like on the fly, I would say, and you've like heard us say this before, but the Promescent, like before and after care
yes,
wipes,
same here.
Those are definitely an A+ item.
Or just some baby wipes.
Frankly, yeah, just a baby wipe or something. Just, you know, enough to kind of cleanse the area until you, you know, get home to shower or whatever you want to do. That's kind of my standard protocol as well. Like, I don't necessarily want to just, like, lay around.
Yeah. I like to pee so I don't get a UTI, yeah, and then yeah, I like to wipe good. It all up.
That's clean the medical advice. Pee before and after and, like, clean that shit up.
And possibly, depending, maybe rinse my mouth out with some mouthwash.
Yep. Doesn't hurt. Why not?
Yeah.
I know.
That's pretty much it for me for aftercare. I don't know. I don't think I've ever been a part of play sessions where there needed to be some genuine comforting after play or yeah. aftercare, I guess it would be termed.
Yeah. We are not like your BDSM representatives in the lifestyle.
Not hardcore, at least.
Yeah. No. Not enough to be able to speak like mm-hmm. well about it. But obviously that can be a factor if you are pursuing those endeavors mm-hmm. and more power to you. But we are not the ladies to provide that advice. But there are plenty of other podcasts out there.
So. Yeah. I think we, as far as aftercare, it's pretty much us physically, like personally, or mm-hmm. our toys.
Yes. Yes. Clean your damn toys.
We can speak for that. I will say like in a play session, I don't think I generally, I don't know, maybe always clean the toys right away. If it's like a male, female, male thing, like a threesome, yeah. I'll let the toy linger in the bathroom for the night and then I'll wash it the next morning.
No, but. I would say the same. Like, yeah, like I'm not going to reuse, I don't know, like not that I'm in this situation all that often. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't use a toy on one female and then go use it on another without cleaning it first, which like I can't imagine I've been in too many of those situations.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by like you, like everybody has played and had fun and like everybody's satisfied for the evening. Yeah, my first thought is not like, oh, I better go clean my toys. That might be like a next morning kind of thing.
So if you're playing in a house versus playing in a club with a couple, I feel like there's different etiquette for like getting the fuck out. Just excusing yourself.
Yes, yes.
Personally, if you're at a club playing, it kind of depends on the time of night as far as are we going to go back and party or nope, we've played, we're fucking out of here kind of mm-hmm. thing. To me, it just depends on the time and how tired I am.
I think that's fair. Like 11 p.m., we've played for whatever, close to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go have another drink.
Stay a little
or
chill.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if it's the, hey, it's 1:30, let's go back and play.
Yeah.
Like maybe by the end of that session, you just call it a night.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to each their own. Obviously, people move at different speeds, have different preferences. But just something, I don't know, maybe something to consider or think about that, you know, the people that you're playing with might have or could have a different perspective than you. Yeah. So
just do your own thing
after. Yeah, like maybe try not to take it personal, like if they like run back out mm-hmm. to the dance floor or whatever,
or just want to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
But at a house party, which is typically at your house when we have these house parties.
Oh my God, why are we like the fucking slut house?
Well, we're like, we're just more of the vanilla house and you're more of the slut house or the strawberry Neapolitan house. So usually like after play at your house, we like to, number one, we either stay over depending on the time of night, or two, we just want to get home because typically like we have our own shit to do the next day. Like we don't need to linger around and waste half of our day. Although if we do stay over, we're usually out before 10 a.m. because we don't want to be rude and we have, again, our own shit to
do. Standard checkout time. Swing checkout time.
That's checkout time at my house. I feel like there's some sort of unspoken rule about not overstaying your welcome. We've both had a friend in the past or friends in the past who want to just stay all day. And that's not cool. But at your holiday party, we kind of left it up in the air as maybe we'll stay or maybe we'll go home. Like we're going to feel it out for that night.
Sure.
And we were almost leaning towards staying. And then just for whatever reasons, different things transpired and we headed home for the night. I hope that you weren't mad about at us for that, but no, I liked having the option to kind of do something like that. So there was a little bit of play and we had the opportunity to stay if we wanted to, but it worked better for us to leave. So, but ultimately, like thinking about all of that, I think that kind of leaves more room for Barry and I in this specific scenario to reconnect at our own time frame, not necessarily in your house while the party's still going on or the next morning. Like we get home to our own space and we have the ability to have our own time after possibly playing with other people,
right?
Like at your party. So I think that's really important, that whole reconnection after a play session.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In the lifestyle, there are differing opinions or preferences about that. You don't want to just like fuck somebody and run out the door. I feel like that kind of sends maybe a negative message. But you also don't want to overstay your welcome, kind of like you were already mentioning. So it is like a little bit of a clean up, put your clothes on, have a couple pleasantries, have a glass of water, but then you're maybe making your exit. But I think it is important that you need to move to that step of reconnecting with your partner.
Yeah, if you're playing with a partner, with other people, or even with a single person to join your own partnership, it really is important. And I have learned this over the, God, how many years I've been doing this? 13, 15 years? Whatever.
A lot
I don't know
them.
At this point.
Many years.
10 plus years of playing in the lifestyle. I have actually, maybe in the past 5 years, only come to realize how important that reconnection is. Like, it never really occurred to me before this. I don't know if it's just from listening to other podcasts and learning about this stage, but I've realized how important this is because Barry and I, we've played with many a people, lots of threesomes.
We have played with all the people in the world. Excuse me. Not really.
We played it with enough people, a very healthy, appropriate amount, and a lot of threesomes, and I feel like after the fact, we don't always have sex immediately after, but the next day we usually do, and we kind of speak about what happened and like, it was so hot, like seeing you like this, and that turned me on, and we reconnect that way. But there have been times where we've played with other people and kind of recently, within the past year, where we didn't have that time to reconnect. We just went back to going back to the party, going on with our days, going on with our lives, and we didn't even talk about the event, talk about feelings. Are you okay? Did that turn you on?
Yeah.
None of that happened, at least one or two times that I can recall. And that did affect us negatively, like not super severely, but like where we weren't talking appropriately for a few days. Like there was definitely like
not on the
distance.
Same page. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I never, ever, ever want the lifestyle to do that to us. That's not the point of this. The point is to make us closer. And that's the point of the reconnection after play that's so important. But I think that the reconnection establishes that reminder that you're in this for each other. It's here to strengthen us and our personal relationship. I'm not in this for myself. Like, that's what you should take away from all of this, ideally.
Yeah.
And that's why that reconnection, or like I think you've said you and Gary maybe have runs where you talk about the play. Yeah. Like you at least talk about it. That is so important. And it took me a long time to realize that.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, there could maybe be like a couple of different schools of thought on this. I think I follow your line of thought and think about it as kind of like a reconnection. And like maybe this is getting too weird over semantics, but people also talk about the idea of like that like reclamation sex, like you're reclaiming your partner.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And like I get that. And like if that's how you approach it, like totally fine. I think that Gary and I tend to think about it as like, I don't know, like there's not like some like claim. I don't know, like Gary doesn't own me. Mm-hmm. So like, it's
damn right.
It's just kidding. Yeah, bitches. So like, it's not like he's like giving me away and then he has to reclaim me.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know, just something about the semantics
of it.
At least
not for our setup.
It's like a little weird, but whatever. Like, that might be a little more than anybody really fucking cares about. But
it is like that for some people, which is fine.
Which is fine.
We can't fully relate to that ourselves.
But I just, whatever way you want to do it, whatever you want to call it, like, yeah, whatever terminology you're using, I do think we here at FWAT agree that it is important to at least communicate or have that physical expression or whatever it is for you and your partner that works well. There is something, frankly, I think sexy and hot about kind of reconnecting with your partner in whatever way works for you. You're right. Like Gary, I have talked about how Gary and I a lot of times will have a Saturday night experience and then he and I typically run together on Sunday mornings. And like that's what we talk about on Sunday morning is what did you think about this? What did you like? Not like blah blah blah.
Good or bad. Yeah.
All that good stuff. And that, I don't know, that has worked well for us. And obviously that can be done over pancakes or coffee or a walk like on the couch or whatever. It doesn't have to be a Sunday fun day run like we do. But anyway, whatever method, whatever way works for you and your partner, I think it's just important to identify that and to continually
implement it.
Exactly.
Talk, touch, something, implement something just to keep you going, keep
you
strong.
Penis and vagina, words and words, whatever you got to implement.
That is the true aftercare, yes, for us. But then there's that whole side of things where you've connected with great or not great people. And how do you stay in touch? Or how do you not stay in touch?
Yeah.
We're going to wrap this segment up with that. So typically for me, even if it's good or bad, I like some space after connecting with people. Okay. I don't need that constant play partner, constant communication, constant texting, constant kicking. Turns me off. So I kind of like a little bit of space. We don't really have the time to play regularly with people currently. Yeah. So I cherish that intermittent playtime. I do. But a monthly check-in maybe or random messages via SLS or Kick is fine for me to keep in touch with people. I'm all about that.
Yeah. I think Gary and I tend to send sort of a next day message of
That's fair.
It was great to see you. Thanks for a fun night or whatever is appropriate in the situation, something like that. But I mean, no, I agree with you in terms of I don't need some like constant validation from this other couple or play partner. You know, I can kind of appreciate like the rando, saw this and thought of you or like
100%.
You know what I mean? Like those things. But yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to feel like you need to come up with something every day, every other day to send to people. Like,
but even if you're super hot and we had an amazing time, like, I don't need to hear from you every day. Like, I've married someone I love that I hear from every day. Like, right. That's enough.
That sounds weird.
Like, no pressure, Barry.
You like, better bring your A game. He fills my cup. So, like, I don't need the constant every day from other people.
Sure.
That's what I meant.
Yes. And obviously, other people might have other preferences, but I think just kind of like, feel it out, you know.
This is our podcast.
This is what we think.
No, that was rude.
Do that. No.
No, but in our space, we're sharing what works for us. So, and the other thing is, if you don't have a good experience, there's plenty of options. Don't follow up. Slowly distance yourself. Or honestly, just flat out say how you're feeling. It was nice to have the experience with you, but we don't feel the two-way or the four-way connection is there for future play. Thank you. We still appreciate the time we had together.
That's a beautiful response. Like, yes, that is honest and kind, and that's all you can ask for.
Took me 15 years to think of that.
Well,
thank you.
It was worth the wait. You nailed it. There's ways to just be kind and just back off.
And direct.
So do that.
Yeah. A lot of notes for this whole when the condoms come off segment, but I think our takeaway is that importance of establishing when the play is done and moving forward and making sure your partner's satisfied, reconnecting, reclaiming, whatever, communicating with your partner afterwards, I think is our priority takeaway.
Absolutely.
And then being a little cognizant of how much or if you should follow up with the people you played with and maybe just trying to read the room a little bit better. Just be cognizant of that.
How you want to do it. Exactly.
My cup is empty, so I would like a refill. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our Growing Deep segment, and I can't wait to hear this sexy story from Kenzie. All right, we're back. We're hydrated with alcohol, and we are ready to go. This episode's Going Deep segment will come from Kenzie. She has a sexy story that I know nothing about, and I am dying to hear the details. I believe it involves a sexy another male in a play session, so take it away, Kenzie.
Woo! Okay, so tonight's story is, I guess, a little bit of a throwback. This happened a bit ago. So this play session happened with a now established friend of mine and Gary's, I guess, at least. Ooh. Like, I don't know. He's met everybody. But I've talked about him before. He's gone by the alias of Jay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jay.
He is a Jamaican single male in the lifestyle. Like, quite a bit of experience, sort of understands the dynamic of being, like, the third mm-hmm. in, like, an MFM situation. And this is a story of the second time that Gary and I interacted with him. So, Jay, for this event, had requested a particular outfit that I have worn before and posted on social media. So, it was, like, this black crotchless lingerie, like tits out kind of situation. I've posted photos on the socials before of it. And he sort of requested that for this meeting.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, at first I was a little like, huh, yeah, like, is that weird? I don't know. Is this good or bad or nothing or whatever?
Yeah.
But I rolled with it because, again, okay. like, at this point, like, I'm setting up for our second session with him. So,
you're
like,
comfortable.
I know. Yeah. Like, I know he's not just, like, a total
weirdo.
Like,
yeah.
So, I was like, okay, fine.
That's hot. That's hot.
So, I have on, like, this, like, little crotchless number and some thigh-high, like, stockings, heels, and then I had on top of all of that a a sweater dress of all things. But in my slight defense, it was like off the shoulder.
Is that because you were meeting somewhere or where the heck were you going with this?
So yeah, where is this happening?
Yeah.
Good question, Madison. We were meeting at a hotel. Because again, at this point, like, Gary and I have met him already. We've had a play session. So there's like a comfort level.
Yeah.
We get there. Gary and I check into this room, whatever. We text Jay the information of, like, okay, we're in, we're here, this is our room number, like, come on up kind of thing. He meets us at our room. I have this unassuming off-the-shoulder sweater dress on. And, of course, we start everything off with a shot of Fireball.
Oh, I love it.
It's us, and that's what we do. So we have a shot, you know, just like a little chit-chat, how is everybody doing, yada, yada. Gary then announces that he's going to go get a drink at the bar down the road.
Down the road?
Yeah. Like, so he and I had sort of discussed this ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
This was new for Jay. So Gary says, I'm going to go have this drink. Like, you guys have fun. Get started. Like, I'll be back in a bit. Which was fun for me because obviously, like, I knew this was happening. After the fact, Jay shared with me that, like, honestly, he was flattered by that because it really showed trust. Yeah. Aww. So, like, all in all, like, it was kind of like a fun little twist that, you know, that we had for the night. So, Gary essentially leaves Jay and I at this hotel room. And if I'm being completely honest, we wasted no time getting started.
Good.
So, like, Jay, like, strides right over to me. We're making out, just kind of standing up in the middle of this room, like, hot and heavy. Great. Good kisser. Yes. Ooh,
still in your sweater dress.
Still in my super sexy sweater dress. But wait. So Jay, like, picks me up and carries me over to the bed.
Oh, I love it.
So, like, I have, you know, like, my legs wrapped around him. Mm-hmm. So he very, like, nicely, very gentlemanly puts me down on the bed and starts to go down on me. Mm-hmm. Which is great in and of itself. But it was also just really hot to me because he could, at that point, he pushed this weirdo sweater dress up out of the way. I had this crotchless lingerie on and he just had full access. So it was kind of like this nice juxtaposition of like sweater dress and crotchless and like, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. So that was really like fun and sexy, at least for me. I think he enjoyed it as well. So like he's got full access to my pussy at this point, like because it's just like out there. So he makes a comment about how wet I am. And I was like, yes, win. Because I don't know, like sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I am. Like I don't fucking have control of it. It just fucking like happens.
But when you're in that juxtaposition of like, oh, I'm a classy lady. Oh, I'm this sneaky little slut underneath. Yeah. Like, does that not turn you on? It's so hot,
right? Yes. Ugh. I was like ready. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I mean, maybe he already anticipated it for all I know. Yeah. But in my head, I'm like, ooh, like I'm going to surprise him with this. And like, again, like he probably saw it coming a mile away. But I'm like, oh, this is going to be such a surprise. But anyway, I don't know. It fucking worked for whatever it is. So there I am on my back, wet. He's going down on me. Mm-hmm. Great. We make out some more. Which
after he goes down on you?
Yes. Oh. Which, you know how fun that is, just yeah, like to it. Get that like sexy taste of yourself. And he's a great kisser anyway, so like bonus. Yes. Mm-hmm. So at this point, he encourages me to sit on his face. And obviously, I've yammered about that before. So I was like, okay, fuck it. We're doing this. So I hop up on his face. And honestly, physically, like it felt great. And I just like zoned out and kind of like rode that wave for a little while because it really made me feel like sexy and like in control of the situation. But, so I do that. Who knows what the fuck kind of time it was.
Did you take your sweater dress off yet?
Yes. I think the sweater dress.
And then you sat on his face.
Yes.
That's hot.
Yeah. Because that's way better. Yeah. No, I believe the dress was well gone by now. Sorry. Good. I should have mentioned that.
Good.
So I'm riding his face for a while. Who knows what the fucking time limit on it is. But then I was like, okay, like we need to switch this up. Mm-hmm. So then I like finally, like I go down on him. And
like 69 or you just went down on
no,
him?
No, like cock in mouth. And I hadn't done that last time. Somehow our first experience.
You never sucked his cock?
I didn't know. I know. What a bad play partner I am.
No, you're not.
My God, how did I get a second
chance?
No,
it's okay.
So I'm down on him, sucking his cock, and I'm hearing noises to indicate that I was doing something right. So, ooh. Like, I keep going, you know? Like, that's what that's my feedback.
Are you, like, your hands on it in your mouth?
Well, yeah. So I'm licking the shaft. I'm playing with his balls.
Yes, girl.
I run my tongue up and down his shaft. Mm-hmm. And then I did take him in my mouth while I gently caressed his balls.
Ooh.
And I was later praised for my oral skills.
Yeah.
So I felt pretty good about that. But then he sort of like made the call of when to stop that. Mm-hmm. Smart. And like bring the condoms out and like we're shifting to that phase of the evening.
And Gary is still gone.
Gary
is
gone. You're about to fuck. Yes.
Nice.
So we start with me on my back on the bed. And definitely like there was a gasp as his shaft entered my pussy. I was like, yes, this is the sweet spot. We're in. Let's go.
So his cock is like pretty thick.
Yeah.
You can feel that shit.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. You're not going to miss that like slipping in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just trying to imagine it and feel it myself.
Yeah. It's pretty good. So everything's like feeling amazing. I'm on my back. Like we're fucking, you know, obviously in that position for a little bit. And then honestly, like one of my favorite parts, and there was a lot, but one of my favorite parts of this experience is that I thought he did a really nice job. And that sounds so weird. We rotated through several really like fun, good positions, which I thought was a nice touch. Because I don't know, like sometimes maybe you just get kind of focused in on like one position or like, oh, this usually works for me. Like I'm just going to go for this, like, or whatever. And like, you know, it's not bad, but sometimes you just kind of default to those things. And I thought he did a really nice job of just like rotating me. So I started on my back, but then we flipped and I was on top. Then we flipped. I was on my side with my legs kind of like scissoring him.
That goes so deep. That's like such a good right, fucking intense. Position.
Wow.
And then I was on my stomach mm-hmm. and he kind of held my legs closed, but his legs were straddling my legs. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty intense too. That was like mm-hmm. hit a different spot than I was used to, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. And then we finished with, I think, many people's favorite, doggy. And honestly, like, I did just kind of enjoy, like, just being, like, moved around into those positions. Friends, I'm not a tiny woman. I understand that. But when a man can just, like, fucking flip me around, like, oh that's hot. Like, oh I God, fucking yes. like that.
Yes.
And, like, I Same. Get that, like, not everybody can do that. But I fucking love it when it happens. So I totally appreciated that he just, like, rotated me in these different positions and like they mm-hmm. each had, you know, they were each good in their own way.
Yeah.
So at this point, like we have both orgasmed at least once. So we take a break.
Wow.
Of course I get a fireball shot. I don't know, to just celebrate.
Not
life.
Like a water.
No. Well, I think there was water eventually, but my first priority was a fireball
shot. This deserves a fireball shot.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Okay. Or weird, but yes, either way. So, and then I text Gary to kind of check in and be like, hey,
how are you coming doing? Back?
I don't know. Yeah, no, that's weird. So, like, in that duration, Jay and I just kind of like hung out on the bed. We were not cuddling. Mm-hmm. That's not good nor bad, but we were just kind of hanging out, mm-hmm. talking a little bit about like music and working out and the podcast, because he's a listener. So, hi, Jay.
Hey.
So, just like different things like that, just kind of casual conversation, which again,
that's cool.
Is kind of like the nice part of this whole friends with a twist idea. Like, you can have your sexy fun and then also just be like, oh, hey, like, how was that thing at work? I don't know. Like, yeah. That's not sexy. Like, we didn't talk about work in the middle of this, but you get what I'm saying, I hope. So now that fireball shot has kicked in, we start fucking again, waiting for Gary to come back mm-hmm. to the room.
Did you know he was coming back? Did you hear from him?
So yes, I had checked in with Gary, like he was going to be making his way back, but like I don't know exactly when he's walking through the door kind of thing.
And you were just like still wet, ready to go? Like did you need to tease up that cock or anything? Or he was like,
no, I mean,
I'm ready.
He's in it to win it.
He just turned on by you.
Well, I don't know that. Yeah. Maybe he has other tricks, but he was ready to go. We start fucking again, like ready for Gary to then join us.
Yeah.
So as I recall, Jay is banging me from behind doggy style when Gary walks in the hotel room.
Ooh.
So I mean, like, what better welcome could a guy want?
Your wife getting pounded from behind.
But Gary, in just, you know, supreme swinger style, takes it in stride and starts to undress and basically joins us. So I start riding Jay. Like, he is on his back on the bed. I'm on top in my prime, just riding him. Mm-hmm. And I start sucking Gary's thick, hard cock, kind of like on the side there. So then we move into that spit roast where, in this case, Gary was in my pussy and Jay is in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And that was very, very enjoyable.
Like across the bed? Are you just like...
Yes.
Just all fours in the
bed? All the space. Yes. Across mm-hmm. the bed. So Gary finishes in me and then I flip around so that Jay can kind of finish on my ass.
On your ass?
On my ass.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Because I think obviously at that point, maybe there's a little hygiene issue because of where people have already finished. And I think for Jay as well, he's very respectful. He felt as though Gary had already sort of reclaimed me by finishing with me. Mm-hmm. So he just finished on my ass instead of in me.
So was he not wearing a condom?
No, because, yeah, he just, like, jerked off on my ass back. My back ass. My, that, like, back ass.
I meant when he was fucking you, but okay, we don't need to.
No,
that.
All the in the pussy, well, there was a condom.
Okay.
But at the end here.
Then he pulled out, took the condom off, and jerked off to come on your ass.
Yes.
Damn, that's pretty hot.
Ass back. Somebody patent that. Okay. So now everybody has cum all over the fucking hotel room.
All over you, all, in you. Just
every fucking where. Everybody shot their shit. Yes.
Don't blacklight that room.
So for me, this is the second of three experiences that I have had with this individual. And honestly, in some ways, it was kind of my favorite experience because it was really fun to do that hot wife experience for a limited amount of time. But knowing that Gary was going to come back and join us was also really hot. And it was, and then after the fact, I found out that Gary was like chatting up some chicks at the bar where he had gone.
Of course he was. Duh.
And we're like, why didn't you bring them back? Like, we could have had a whole big thing.
Shit.
So, yeah. I don't know, you know, put that on the bucket list. But it was honestly just a great experience. It was a really nice combo of kind of that hot wife experience, but also knowing that Gary was coming back to be involved at some point was also really like sexy and hot.
Question. Were you at all nervous at any point? Like Gary would walk in at a point where he might be uncomfortable, maybe seeing a certain position or anything at all, like worried at all?
That did cross my mind, but I also felt like it would kind of be weird if he walked in and the two of us were just like, sitting on
there?
The couch or something. Like, so, yeah, I guess I kind of erred one way and just, like, made the gamble of, like, he'll just jump right into the sex.
I mean, yeah, I had no doubt. I just wasn't sure if you might have been, like, thinking about it the whole time.
Yes, it did at least cross my mind. Like, Kenzie isn't a total selfish bitch all the time. Just sometimes. So, yes, that crossed my mind. In terms of, like, what are we going to be doing when Gary walks in? But I felt like us just sitting on the couch would have been weird, too. So, like, why not just, like, start round two? So,
well, yeah, get lost in the moment.
That's what we did.
That speaks volumes that you're that comfortable and you guys have that relationship, all three of you, where you can just get lost in the moment and not be that concerned.
Yes. So, that's what we did.
Very cool.
So.
Very hot.
Anyway. Just to wrap this up and just put a fun little bow on it. This experience or this example, I don't know, maybe kind of demonstrates a little bit of the importance, if you will, of kind of like building and having that trust with a play partner or partners, and the importance of being able to communicate not only with your own partner, but with the play partner or partners. Because I think those things all came into play here, actually, too. If I dare throw back to last episode and some of the things we talked about with having like that better swinger sex experience, I think in this case, the couple that really apply would be like picking the right environment. I've talked about this before, how I'm kind of a diva and I don't always like to play in like playroom situations. This happened in a hotel room with a real bed, and I feel like that made a difference for me. So that was good. And then we also had talked about how having, like, building some anticipation or having some maybe flirtatious fun ahead of time can be an important factor. I think something like that played a part in this experience specifically. So just to, I don't know, kind of tie some things together. We weren't totally making shit up last episode. This maybe is an example of how some of those things kind of tie in. So yeah, so again, communication comes to the forefront, obviously, as we've said many times before. But just finding those people that you connect with and that you can have a good time with, I think makes all the difference. So thank you, Jay. Thank you, everyone, for listening to my story. It was a good time. I look forward to more in the future.
I do as well. I look forward to hearing more. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with our surprise question. This episode, it comes from Gary. All right, we're back, friends, for our surprise question of the episode. This time it comes from Gary, so Kenzie will be reading the chicken scratch. Open that envelope.
All right, we have an envelope, not origami tonight. And some weird-ass card.
It's like a greeting card. Oh, my God. It
says, you shine. You shine. Oh, sweet mother of God. Okay. Dear Kenzie and Madison, what moments or actions that led up to sex do you typically really savor? Is it the first kiss? First dance? Him sliding off your panties?
Ooh.
The first time you touch his dick?
Oh.
In other words, what makes your pussy tingle that isn't an overtly sexual act? What do you want your partners to take time and enjoy prior to sex?
Wow.
Regards, Gary.
Fuck you with the regards.
Oh, warmest regards, Gary. Thank you. Warmest regards. All right.
Best wishes and warmest regards.
All right. Well, besides all that, that's a pretty good question. It's very involved to get the question out, but I understand it. So, right off the bat, thinking of, I think this is kind of like in the foreplay setting, what turns you on the most? What really gets you going? What do you enjoy the most? So, I do enjoy that kiss right off the bat. That kind of sets the tone, good or bad, for me. Mm-hmm. But what, like, really, really does it, I think, is the slow, like, peeling things off of me, like clothing or panties or whatever I might have on at that point. I think just someone slowly touching my body and, like, taking stuff off of me is what gets that pussy to tingle. While kissing, or even just, like, moving their hands down my body, but kissing, like moving their mouth down my body while they do it too. Fuck, that gets me going.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm turned on and wet thinking about it. Thank you. It's very much like a multi-sensory type of thing for me. It's the touch. If I close my eyes, it's the feeling. Sometimes the positive smell and like taste or sensation. Like, it's all of it all in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're kind of worked up right now.
No, I absolutely agree with all of that. I feel like I'm a total, like, touch whore.
Yeah.
Like, just a gentle caress, like, a little, like, rub of my shoulders.
Oh, my God, like, just a tease, but in the right way. Oh.
Like, that kind of stuff really gets me going. Yeah. And then, yeah, there is something totally sexy about someone slowly undressing you. Like, again, whatever state of undress you're already in, but just like them kind of like peeling off whatever is there is just like totally hot. And I get that the other side of that coin is hot too, when someone just like can't wait to get their hands on you and they're just ripping shit off of you.
I love that too. To like that's tear hot my too. Top. Yeah.
Like, so I don't want to totally discount that, but like that slow savor, like that just hits in a different way.
It teases you like just enough. Like it elongates the teasing period. Yeah. And like even like that random hot breath on your skin. Yes. Yeah, I'm like picturing it as I'm saying this. But that, I don't know, that does it. Like upon my neck or behind my ear, like when I feel the breath and then the hands on me and yep. Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Yeah.
What was the question?
I don't know. I think ultimately, the last question is, what do you want your partner to take time and enjoy?
Oh.
Prior to sex.
My body.
I want them to enjoy me.
All of me. I will touch and enjoy all of them too, but I think you should savor each other completely and then go pound town.
Yeah. Which honestly is difficult to do sometimes, because sometimes you are in that situation where you want to bang on the street of New York City.
Yeah, on the sidewalk. Yeah.
But it's like that savoring is really good too.
I love it when it's drawn to like that peak of teasing and temptation where like you'd like just go far enough, but then you move on to something else. But then like it hits that point and you just go fucking wild and wow. Yeah, that does it. That does it for me.
Yep.
Tease the fuck out of me and then fuck the shit out of me.
Yep. Do that. Yes.
That's it. We're easy. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Gary, for that great question.
Ooh, calm down now. Yeah. So I don't know. Will that do it for episode 34?
No, I can't. I have no more words. So we're done.
We're done. That's episode 34. If you're not already following us on the social media platforms, we're on Instagram. We're on Twitter, FWAT_podcast. If you don't already know, you can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Check out our website, friendswithatwist.com. And as we said at the beginning, if you'd like to support this podcast, we'd appreciate any donations or subscriptions to buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast.
And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Sorry.